listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Starbucks of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here is this week's WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democrat Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan, who now represents the 19th District, has yet to cast a vote.
Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that hunting groups are criticizing Representative Elise Stefanik for a bill she's co-sponsoring that would repeal a decades-old excise tax on firearms. The gun tax funds wildlife conservation and other environmental protections. Caden MacArthur, the government relations representative for backcountry hunters and anglers, said, and I quote, "There wasn't any consultation with sportsmen's or sportswomen's groups," end quote. The bill is more political theater than reality right now, as Democratic majorities in Congress are unlikely to pass the measure. Shortly after Democratic Representative Don Byers of Virginia introduced a bill to impose a 1,000% excise tax on assault-style weapons earlier this year, Republicans introduced the Repealing Excise Tax on Unalienable Rights Now Act. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I am proud to join my colleagues in introducing legislation to eliminate this harmful tax that infringes on Americans' ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Make no mistake, I will not allow the government to tax the constitutional right of hardworking Americans by marking up the price to exercise one's Second Amendment rights," end quote. The tax dates back to 1937 and generates $18 million annually for New York State and more than $400 million since 1939 for a range of wildlife habitat protection and restoration efforts, as well as hunter safety programs. The Howl for Wildlife Group, the National Wildlife Federation, the National Wild Turkey Federation, and the Sportsmen's Alliance are among the groups in opposition to Stefanik on the issue. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District that will include Rensselaer County beginning next year. Read the full story in the Times Union.
The 538.com website looks at which politicians on the ballot this fall are falsely denying the legitimacy of the 2020 election. In New York, the candidate for governor and several congressional candidates in the Hudson Valley are on the list. There's been no proof that there was fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The website says the Republican Lee Zeldin, who is running for governor, quote, "accepted with reservations," unquote, the results of the 2020 election, even though he voted not to accept the results of the election hours after the attempted coup on January 6, 2021. Michael Henry, a Republican running for attorney general, is listed as having, quote, "no comment," unquote, on the issue. Joe Pinion, the Republican running for the U.S. Senate seat, is listed as, quote, fully accepted, quote, of the election results. Republicans Liz Joy and Elise Stefanik, though, are listed as having, quote, fully denied, unquote, the election results. Joy, who is running against incumbent Democrat Paul Tonko in the 20th Congressional District, attended the rally at the Capitol on January 6th. Stefanik, the incumbent in the 21st District, is one of former President Donald Trump's biggest backers and voted against certifying the election results on the night of January 6, 2021. The website says that Colin Schmidt, the Republican candidate in the 18th Congressional District, has, quote, avoided answering, unquote, the question. And the website says Mark Molinaro, running in the 19th Congressional District, has had, quote, no comment, unquote, on who is legally the president of the country. Go to 538.com for more information.
The Common Cause website is tracking Congress members' votes on democracy-related legislation at the Democracy Scoreboard. Democratic Representative Paul Tonko of the 20th Congressional District gets the best score locally. Tonko voted for all 18 democracy-related legislations tracked here and co-sponsored four of the bills. Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican from the 21st Congressional District, only voted for one of the 18 bills tracked, the Courthouse Ethics and Transparency Act. Democrat Representative Sean Maloney, currently representing the 18th Congressional District, got a 16 out of 18 score, while there is no score for the 19th Congressional District after Antonio Delgado resigned and recently elected fill-in Pat Ryan has yet to cast a vote. The website says, and I quote, Common Cause does not endorse or oppose candidates. We simply provide constituents the facts about how your delegation voted, so you and the people you share this nonpartisan tool can make an informed and comprehensive evaluation of your legislator's performance, end quote. See Democracy Scoreboard for more information.
Chris McKenna reports in the Times Herald Record that the Republican congressional candidate Mark Molinaro's campaign manager is calling his candidate's loss in a special election to Pat Ryan rigged. Molinaro's campaign manager, Will Dawson, wrote in an email that, quote, the redistricting fiasco allowed Pat Ryan and Kathy Hochul to rig the election with two Democrat primary elections on the same day as the general and then lied about Mark's position on abortion and we still almost won, unquote. Saying that the election was rigged is similar to the lies about the 2020 presidential election told by former President Donald Trump. The date for the New York special election to fill Democrat Antonio Delgado's seat after he resigned to become lieutenant governor was largely chosen by law. It had to be set within 10 days of the resignation and had to be held within 3 months of the resignation. Dawson's complaint that the special election was held on the same day as other primary elections seems strange, as holding the elections on different days would have doubled the cost to taxpayers and clearly would have lowered turnout. Ryan responded to the baseless charge, saying that, quote, to use that language of rigged echoes really dangerous rhetoric trumpeted by our former president. It is beneath the dignity of the office we are both seeking, unquote. Read more about this story in the Times Herald Record. Rebecca C. Lewis reports for City and State that there have not been any public polls released so far to tell who might be favored in the 19th congressional district election between Democrat Josh Riley and Republican Mark Molinaro. The Riley campaign, though, released the results of an internal poll conducted by Garen Hart Yang Research Group on September 9th that claims their candidate is leading. Internal polls usually favor the candidate paying for them, and in this poll, Riley leads with the backing of 47% of likely voters, with 44% backing Molinaro. The poll has a 5% margin of error and is paid for by the Riley campaign. Molinaro will likely release internal poll results soon with the opposite results. This poll surveyed voters on landlines and cell phones between August 29th and September 1st. Read more about this story at City and State. This has been the WGXE Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to the WGXE Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information.
And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 60 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. And Sunday night, there's a chance of showers mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Okay, and for the weekend, the Rip Van Winkle Sandbar times are 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, and reappearing from 8 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Sunday. Again on Sunday, it shows up 8:15 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it will be coming back after 9 p.m. The current will be strong and the water will be dipping deeply, so it will be exposing more of the river bottom surface. Sun will cook you Saturday afternoon, otherwise it will be a great time to be on the river this weekend. Looking way up, we see that the sun is shiny but sleepy and not really putting off much space weather. We have a couple near-Earth objects expected this weekend. Solar wind speed is currently 510 kilometers per second at 9.03 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 75. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Justin Luke of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
10.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Next, here is 2022 music from Brian Eno. The song is called There Were Bells from his Forever and Ever No More album.
Light and hazy blue.
horns as loud as war that tore apart the sky. There were storms and floods of blood, a human life. Never mind, my love. Let's wait for the dawn. Fly back to tell us there's a haven showing.
Number nine.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture. Which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory, a wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. Different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy, but unkind.
Number
8
Are these not just excuses to not connect? Our differences are irrelevant to only.
from the 2022 album Faros Fasro. That was Bjork with her single Atapos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
7. All right, here is 2022 new music from US Girls or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
6.
That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist.
Number
five.
Next on the radio, we tune in Phoenicia's Matthew O'Neill, who does a radio show on WGXC. This is from his 2022 album Songs of Connection. It's called Wrong Response.
Got the wrong response to every problem, because you don't see things correctly. Go back to the places that they left. Go back to remember what they forget.
Edge of the 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 ed
2022 new music from Panda Bear from Animal Collective and Sonic Boom. The song's called Edge of the Edge on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
3.
Next, we hear 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe. The song is a cover of Richard and Linda Thompson's You're Going to Need Somebody from the 2022 album Evolution Here We Come.
When you're lost in the dark and you can't find a way, the night is so
but...
Two.
Matthew Shipp on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums. This is the Matthew Shipp Trio from their 2022 album World Construct. This is Beyond Understanding. Thank you.
number
one.
Next, we have 2022 new music from the Sun Ra Orchestra and Marshall Allen. And this piece they call Chopin. It is a reimagining of Chopin's Prelude in A Major, Op. 28, number 7, on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. Sun Ra Orchestra with some Chopin on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Here's Nigerian guitarist Madur Maktur with the song Umur Har, the drum machine version, from the 2022 album Niger EP Volume 1.